Small Cap Financial Services Group Exponent has shown resilience in a weakening economy. The group says although it's not entirely immune to the greater economic and political environments, its business model remains unchanged. I'm now joined in studio by company CEO Terence Gregory for more detail on the company's business update. Terence, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for your time.
So let's talk about the year that was for Exponent.
Well, it's been an exciting year. Lots of challenges in terms of the greater economy. But we've announced a number of transactions which we're busy putting through, which position us from a balance sheet perspective incredibly strongly. So it's shown phenomenal growth. And we're very excited about that. Included in that is investments in five banks in Africa, which allows us to have a controlling stake in those countries. We have a further seven operations in other African countries. We're busy with advanced negotiations now for electric vehicles, and we're hoping to close that out in the next week or two. We're doing a lot of work in the green energy space with solar panels and solar farms. The first of the investments in Zimbabwe, in fact, plugs into the grid later this year. So lots of exciting stuff happening in the business.
All right, so let's talk about the performance of some of the business areas that stood out for you.
So I think the key element is this was a year of growing the balance sheet.
Right.
So as you grow the balance sheet, you have a situation where you do to tend to compromise the income statement to an extent. I think that's quite normal. So we've converted a number of our credit assets into equity, and that significantly ramps up the balance sheet because we've been able to achieve the equity transactions at a reasonably discounted rate. The sum of the parts of the net worth of the group post these transactions is substantially larger than the position going into the year.
All right. So you spoke about some very exciting things when it comes to the transactions, the five banks on the continent. When you're looking for the next acquisition or the next part of activity that might take the business to the next level, I mean, between yourself and your board, what exactly ticks off the boxes for you?
So the first thing is to understand how the business makes money,
right,
and how the business synergistically can fit into our group.
Right.
So there are lots of opportunities that just don't fit our profile, and we just don't enter into those discussions. But generally, in the space that we're in, where we fund large SMEs and are able to provide credit to these organizations, we get to see a lot of businesses and the strengths and weaknesses of these businesses. And those that we like, we tend to start taking in a more active equity interest in them.
All right. Are you seeing more demand when it comes to the large SMEs for the financial services part of the business?
Certainly, if you look at the sectors, the banks tend to focus on the primary blue chip stocks. All the other stocks look for funding from organizations like ourselves. And we need resilient businesses because our sticker price that we command is quite high.
Earlier you were talking renewable energy, electric vehicles. It's a very exciting space to be in. What, I suppose, prompted you guys to say we want to be part of this phase as it develops, as opposed to catching on with it a little bit later once the ship has already sailed?
So continually we look for market sectors that have niches that have significant growth. Green energy is one of those. It's been around for a long time, but it's never really been commercially viable. And the latest technologies now make this very viable. Eskom's done us lots of favors because obviously they're driving a lot of our neighbors green. And that for us is a good thing because we're able to invest in those projects. I think things like the electric vehicles, the technology is now becoming really commercially adaptable. You know, in the past it was difficult, the battery life wasn't adequate, the charging cycles were too slow and so on. And all of that now with technology is becoming more palatable to the average commuter. These are all areas that we're going to see significant growth in. We know that internal combustion engines are on their way out. It's only a matter of time. So the growth area has to be in their replacement vehicles, and that's obviously one of the sectors that we're looking at.
All right. When you look at the areas or the countries or jurisdictions within where you have a bit of a presence, what are you reading when it comes to the environment economically? Are you optimistic and positive about what's happening there?
So clearly the economic pressures that are being felt worldwide are felt throughout Africa. But the key difference with Africa is that it has a very young population. So there's a large amount of urbanization and a very young population which creates very specific niche markets. So things like our fintech operations, which talk on Mobi devices to younger people and so on, that's perfect positioning for what's happening in Africa. And the demand for credit continues to be exacerbated by what's happening with regulators. So we're very comfortable to operate in that space and to be able to provide that credit with our simple known products. We're not rocket scientists. We have reasonably simple products and we stick to them.
All right. When it comes to prospects for the next few months, what will you and your team be working on?
We'll be closing out the large transaction, which is the acquisition of control in the MyBucks group. Mm-hmm. That significantly ramps up our balance sheet and has 12, 13 operations that we now need to make sure that we get the right levels of control over. We're also looking at a number of these green projects, which all seem to be coming together at the right time. Yeah. So there's a lot of activity around green projects, electric vehicles, even things like marijuana. We were talking off air that the largest growing stock in the US at the moment happens to be in marijuana.
Yeah.
It's not all smoke and mirrors. It really is a sound industry, and we think that the tertiary production coming out of those industries could also be a very, very significant growth area.
Bringing it home, your prospects or what you'd like to see within the South African environment, because a lot of businesses want to see things take off, and then that just feeds into, I suppose, CEO confidence, business confidence,
yes,
in order to create the employment that is much needed. What do you hope to see in the next few months?
So I think we've seen some very significant moves in the budget and in SONA by the government to recognize some of the key areas that need to be addressed in South Africa. We support that. Mm-hmm. We will continue to provide credit at that sub-banking level into the market. We will continue to try and leverage that into assets that show significant growth for us. And what we'd really like to see is business getting involved in these environmental type projects,
right,
where they are also commercially viable.
All right, Terence, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you
very
much.
That is Terence Gregory, who is the CEO of Exponent.